of God's word that we have in common together, that we can share and build each other up in the faith. Amen. What a blessing it is to be here this week to hear the word of God being preached. Amen. All the good messages that we've heard this week. Amen. Brother Lucas, you bless my heart with that message. Amen. Oh, you bless me. Amen. Hallelujah. All the messages that have been preached this week. Brother James preaching on the Holy Ghost baptism, the doctrine of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, what a blessing. What a blessing. What a message. Amen. Brother last night preached his heart. Amen. The extravagance. That alabaster box being broken. Oh, I don't think I'll ever look at that story the same again. Amen. Thankful for the word of God that's been preached around these altars. And pray for me this morning. If you have your Bibles, Ezekiel chapter 33. Ezekiel chapter 33. I told Brother Herridge I was glad I was first. Man, looking forward to Brother Herridge preaching. If you follow him on Facebook, you know that he always has a good word, amen, to give. And I have no doubt that he'll have a good word for us today as well. Amen. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Ezekiel chapter 33, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word of my mouth and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way. That wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way and to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? Therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness, neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. When I shall say to the righteous that he shall surely live, if he trust to his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousness shall not be remembered, but for his iniquity that he hath committed, he shall die for it. Again, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, if he turn from his sin and do that which is lawful and right, if the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of life, without committing iniquity, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of his sins that he hath committed shall be mentioned unto him. He hath done that which is lawful and right. He shall surely live. Yet the children of thy people say, the way of the Lord is not equal. But as for them, their way is not equal. When the righteous turneth from his righteousness and committeth iniquity, he shall even die thereby. But if the wicked turn from his wickedness and do that which is lawful and right, he shall live thereby. Yet ye say, the way of the Lord is not equal. O ye house of Israel, I will judge you, every one after his ways. Amen. That key verse in that whole chapter. Yet ye say, the way of the Lord is not equal. O ye house of Israel, I will judge you, every one after his way. Lord, we thank you this morning for your love and mercy. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your providential care that you've given to us. Lord, you've given us provision to enter into life and to have life everlasting and to have life more abundantly. And we thank you, Lord, for that calling. Lord, that wooing, Lord, of your Spirit, Lord Jesus, that brings us ever near to your side. We pray, Lord, that you would have your blessings this morning upon this word. Lord, that we would be reminded once again to draw near unto you and to have a current and an up-to-date relationship with the Almighty God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If I had a title this morning, I would say, what is your current walk with the Lord? That's what really matters. Amen. That key verse, yet ye say, the way of the Lord is not equal, O ye house of Israel. I will judge you, every one, after his ways. Amen. Ezekiel is called to be a watchman for his people. Amen. And I look out across this congregation and I see preachers who are called to be watchmen. Amen. For their sphere of influence. Ezekiel chapter 33 begins with the Lord speaking to his prophet. Ezekiel was taken into Babylonian captivity along with his people when he was about 25 years of age. And Daniel was already there. They were about the same age. And at the age of 30, Ezekiel received his prophetic calling here in Ezekiel chapter 1 in verse 1. He received some powerful visions of God's throne and glory and preached using some parables, visions, and symbolic actions. He was transferred to Jerusalem where he got a view of what was taking place in the temple, where he prophesied to the city of God. He saw the abominations that were being committed. He saw elders doing things in secret, women worshiping Tammuz, the Babylonian god of vegetation. In the inner court, men were worshiping the sun. The abominations grew increasingly worse and worse. And Ezekiel saw the glory of the Lord departing the temple. His message was similar to that of Jeremiah's, the downfall of Judah with judgment upon a rebellious people. He denounced false prophets. He declared repentance, restoration, and renewal. He was a true shepherd of souls, preaching against Jewish falling away from God and the Babylonian pride. He lived with other captives by the river Kabar, and he labored and preached among them with a heavy heart. Amen. Where are the preachers, amen, with the heavy heart, amen, this morning? Where are the watchmen? Amen. He labored and preached. Amen. And when we get to chapter 33 here from our text, we see Ezekiel's prophecy begins to transition to a future hope from a God of righteous judgment. Amen. There would come a day when there would be revival and restoration, when God would be the true shepherd of his people, and he would give them a new heart and a new spirit. Amen. He sees a vision of dry bones, amen, coming to life. Amen. In the context of our text, he emphasizes the individual's responsibility and accountability to God. You see, accountability is applied evenly. Amen. The watchman who saw destruction, God's judgment coming, was responsible to God to warn the people. If the watchman did not warn the people, he would be responsible for their blood. If the watchman did warn the people, and the people did not listen, then the watchman had fulfilled his responsibility, and the people take no warning, then their blood would be on their own head. You see, when the trumpet of warning was sounded, the people had a choice to receive the warning as God's mercy before judgment and repent, or ignore the warning and be judged. You see, a preacher who does not warn a lukewarm church of coming judgment will be responsible for the people's blood. Amen. In addition, all saved believers have a responsibility to witness to the lost, to the backsliders, to the compromisers, and to the deceived as the opportunity presents itself. Paul said, I have kept nothing back that was profitable unto you. He wasn't talking about their bank account. Amen. He was talking about their spiritual account. Amen. Paul taught publicly from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 20, verse 26, he says, wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you the counsel of God. Where are the preachers who would declare the full counsel of God? I'm glad to be a part of a fellowship that declares the full gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and not ashamed to proclaim it. Amen. So first of all, responsibility and accountability applies to the messenger and also the hearer. Amen. Ezekiel 2 and 5 says, and they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. Amen. Will our day look out and say, when they stand before the judgment, can they say to themselves, assuredly, that there has been a prophet among us? In your sphere of influence, can the people that know you, can they say, surely there has been a prophet among us? 29 times in Ezekiel, the word hear is found with references to hearing the word of the Lord. Who is hearing the word? Amen. Oh, how shall they hear without a preacher? Accountability and responsibility still apply today. In Romans 10 and 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Where are the preachers? Where are the watchmen? Revelation 3:13 says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Revelation 3 and 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. It's not what we were, but it's what we are today. What is our relationship today? You see, that's the message for the preacher and the pew. Amen. You see, God is merciful. I'm so glad for God's mercy, Brother Bill. I appreciate that testimony last night, Brother Bill. God's mercy, God's drawing, God's wooing by His Spirit. Amen. Drawing us unto Himself. Amen. I'm so thankful for God's mercy. And we see that here in Ezekiel 33 and 11. Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye, turn ye. Oh, that double fold call, turn ye from your evil ways. For why will you die, O house of Israel? You see, God desires for everyone to turn to Him for salvation. We should desire the same thing. Amen. That is the solution to the problems of our world today, is that we get a burden and a heart, amen, for a dying and lost world. Amen. This generation needs watchmen. This generation needs preachers who will stand on the wall and call out and cry out. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, seeing then that all these things should be dissolved. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless. Amen. The children of Israel promised their faithfulness time and time again. And time and time again, they turned their back on the loving God. Amen. From the time of God giving the commandments there at Mount Sinai, the children of Israel said, yes, yes, Lord, we will follow you. But in Exodus 19:5, now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me, God said, above all people. For all the earth is mine. Ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. And their response, listen to what it says in verse 8. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord hath spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people to the Lord. Time and time again, they promised to obey the Lord. In Deuteronomy 30:15, see, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in His ways and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest cleave unto Him, for He is thy life and the length of days. Oh, the mercy of God. He offers life. Amen. God never broke His covenant with His people, but the people did many times, but was merciful, and He called, continued to call them to repentance, that they might live and be His people, amen, as a witness to the world. God's calling us to be His people, to be His witness to the world, to be His watchmen, amen, to be His preachers, amen, to witness to those in our sphere of influence. As God was merciful to Israel, so He is to us. Amen. Thank God for His mercy and His long suffering to us. Where would we be without His mercy? Where would we be? But we can't take it for granted. Amen. We can't take it for granted. Just before the flood, God said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. I believe we're right on the verge of that in our day today. My spirit shall not always strive with man. You see, God chastens His children. Revelation 3:19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Amen. To a worldly, apostate church, God still calls out with His love in the form of rebuke and chastisement, seeking who will repent, who will call out. Hebrews 12:7, if ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then ye are bastards and not sons. I pray, Lord, don't withhold. Don't withhold your chastening hand from us, Lord. Keep drawing us. Amen. Keep showing us your mercy. God never sends righteous judgment, but that his mercy and his warnings come first. Amen. A preacher of righteousness preached 120 years. Amen. Before the flood came. Amen. Jeremiah and Ezekiel warned the preceding Babylonian captivity. Amen. And I believe God is calling watchmen on the wall. Amen. To warn this generation. He's calling his preachers. 1 Corinthians 1:21. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Amen. God desires to use us for his glory. Amen. Will you position yourself, amen, to be used for God's glory? Oh, our current estate really matters. Amen. Preaching the gospel is foolishness to the wisdom of the world. The message of Jesus Christ crucified, risen, and coming again is a message of salvation to a lost world that God the Father loves so much that he sent his only begotten Son to this world that rejected and despised him so that he, being without sin, could take our place and shed his precious blood for the guilty. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Our current state matters this morning. Amen. I think it's time we take some examination of our current state, of where we are. Where I was 5 years ago may have been my jubilee, but where am I today? Where do I stand today? God told Ezekiel to preach, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver in the day of transgression, neither shall wickedness of the wicked. The righteous who turn away from God and back to sin will be held accountable for their sins and will die in them if they do not repent. They cannot count on past deeds of righteousness to save them. The wicked who turn to God and away from sin will be saved, and none of their sins will be remembered against them, and they will receive the gift of eternal life. We cannot count on the past. Amen. We cannot count on where we were in the past. Our salvation must be current and up to date. Verse 20 of our text. Yet ye say, the way of the Lord is not equal, O ye house of Israel. I will judge you, everyone after his ways. God's judgment is not arbitrary. Amen. His judgment is righteous. His judgment is equal. His judgment is fair. His judgment is just. I'm glad I'm not going to stand before anyone but God and give an account. Amen. Because he is our just judge. Amen. Our standing with Jesus must be current. It's our walk today that will judge us, not what we were in the past. The children of Israel paid an awful price for their disbelief and rebellion when God made every provision for them to be his people. God's plan of salvation has been fully implemented, but it is up to each person to say, yes, Lord, and repent and receive. Many start out right. Amen. We've seen them start out and faithfully for years, loving the Lord more than life itself. Their life being a testimony of how a sinner can be made whole. Jesus' words recorded in John 8:51, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, his word, he shall never see death." You see, Paul warns Timothy. In Timothy 4:1, the pastor of the church at Ephesus, he tells him, he says, "Some shall depart from the faith." And he admonished Timothy. He said, "Take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine continuing in them." Unto the doctrine. Continuing in the doctrine. "For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." Ezekiel gives to the people God's promise. "If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he hath robbed, walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. None of his sins that he hath committed shall be mentioned unto him. He hath done that which is lawful and right. He shall surely live." Is everything current and up to date with God this morning? Charles Stanley wrote a book entitled Eternal Security. The book clearly teaches that God's love for his people is of such magnitude that even those who walk away from the faith have not the slightest chance of slipping from his hand. That was his quote. Now we know that such theology contradicts the word of God. So we're not arguing with them. But with the psalmist we say, "Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins, the reins of my heart. Oh, look at my heart, God." As Paul admonished the church, he said, "Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates." I want to be up to date with my Savior this morning. I want his preachers to be up to date with the Savior this morning. I want his watchmen on the wall to be up to date with the Savior this morning. I don't want there to be blood on our hands. Amen. The account was settled long ago. But is my record clear today? There is an assurance we can have as we walk by faith and live in the Spirit. I want my sowing to be to the Spirit. And not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. There is a promise to those who endure to the end. And that is, the same shall be saved. Amen. My prayer this morning is, Lord, I am not the man I used to be, but neither am I the man I can be. When my all is on the altar of sacrifice laid. With Peter we can say, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. How is your walk today? Where is, or where are, the watchmen? I believe that God is about to work a work in our day. Habakkuk 1:5 talks about it. Habakkuk 1:5, "Behold, ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days, which ye will not believe, though it be told you." Habakkuk looked out and he saw the wickedness that was taking place, and he said, "Lord, how long will you allow this to continue? How long, Lord, will you allow this to go on without bringing judgment?" He said, hold on a packet. I'm getting ready to work a work in your day. And I believe he's getting ready to work a work in our day. The Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 13 used the very same words that Habakkuk used as he was there and calling out to those to accept the Lord as Savior. He went into the synagogue and they got called upon him to stand and to share. And he stood up and with his hand he beckoned them. With his hand he called, he drew. He went down through the history of the Jewish people and he talked about how that God had time and time again shown them the way of salvation. And then he remembered the words of Habakkuk and he said, if you don't believe, God is getting ready to work a work. God is getting ready to work a work. Where are the watchmen? Where are those that will stand in the gap, make up the hedge to be his prophets, who will cry out and in their sphere of influence let them know that there has been a prophet of God among them? Would you stand with me this morning? Would you just call out to God and say, Lord, I want a current and up-to-date relationship with you. I don't want to be found lacking in any way. But Lord, I want to be your watchman. I want to warn those of the coming judgment. And Lord, I believe that you're getting ready to work a work among us, through us, and in us. I believe that God desires to use each and every one of you here this morning in a great and a mighty way. And I believe that you'll position yourself. God will move in your midst. God will use you to draw all men unto himself. Lord, we just thank you.